Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Over 2.3 million people, or 46% of the population, had private health insurance cover last year. That's according to data contained in the annual report of the Health Insurance Authority. The figures show that despite many suffering financial losses throughout the pandemic, more people signed up for policies, which may surprise some. Jill Steadman from our business desk joins us now. Jill, there was a big jump in people taking out policies.
I wouldn't say a big jump, Cormac, but the market increased by almost 2%. And that is fairly significant when you think of the financial pressures many have faced over the past year. Now, the figures suggest that many people in Ireland regard private health insurance as a priority. Laura Bryan, CEO of the Health Insurance Authority, said there are a number of possible reasons why more people took out policies last year.
We don't know explicitly why more people took out private health insurance in 2020. But previous HIA market surveys have shown that concern around waiting lists is one of the key reasons why people take out private health insurance. And it is likely that the reduction in access to the public hospitals as a result of the pandemic was one of the drivers that led people to consider once again whether or not private health insurance was a good thing for them.
The data shows that those who did have a policy saw steep declines in their premiums. Now, this was caused by the refunds given by insurers during the period as a result of the lower cost of claims they were facing. On average, the premium paid per person fell to €1,142 over the 12 months. The three main insurers, VHI, Laya and Irish Life Health, collectively paid out claims totalling €1.88 billion. Now, that was down 16% on the cost of claims they faced in 2019. The report also shows that older people pay more on average for health insurance. Miss Bryan says people should compare prices regularly, especially those over the age of 65.
Our survey results show that the over 65s are the least likely to consider switching and shopping around and compare prices and benefits. So we'd encourage customers in this age group to consider whether there are cheaper or better alternatives available to them, including coming to the HIA website and using our comparison tool or calling our consumer advisors who can help them over the phone.
In other business news, El Salvador has become the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. The change means businesses should accept payment in Bitcoin alongside the US dollar, which has been El Salvador's official currency since 2001. Now, the president, who has pushed for adopting the cryptocurrency, says it will save Salvadorans living abroad millions of dollars in commissions on money they send home. Polls show that people are wary of the volatility of the cryptocurrency, though, which can shed hundreds of dollars in value in a day. To warm up a sceptical public, the president has promised every citizen $30 in Bitcoin if they sign up for a government digital wallet. Now, ahead of the launch, El Salvador bought 400 Bitcoins. If the experiment is a success, other countries may follow El Salvador's lead. Cormac.
Great stuff, Jill. That's Jill Steadman there from our business desk. Thank you very much indeed for that.